Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Whitehaven Coal Market Update, Infrastructure, Wet Weather, and FY21 Guidance. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a discussion of the ASX announcement, followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key, followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Paul Flynn, MD and CEO. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Normally we do this in the morning, but good afternoon, 1:03. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to dial into this short call and update today. Really just wanted to give some background information to the announcement we've made today just on revisions to our guidance and open the discussion, obviously, for a broader exploration of the weather impacts that we're seeing in the marketplace and the implications for Whitehaven. So, as you would have seen today, we've acknowledged that we've certainly got an outage at NCIG, which comes unhelpfully off the back of the limited or constrained capacity that NCIG was operating under after the storm damage that was sustained back in November. So NCIG are telling us that we've got a couple of weeks outage here, which is challenging. And then, of course, as everybody's well aware, we've obviously been having a very wet period here, and in more recent days, but certainly up on site now, that pattern has made its way to site, and we're certainly experiencing some wet times there on the sites themselves. And then, of course, down the line in the Hunter Valley in particular, those same weather patterns are causing some spot flooding, which is curtailing railing operations up and down to our sites. As a result of that, we've acknowledged that with a big second half to the year, and which was already running hard and relatively constrained capacity with which to make up any delays in sales, that this outage has caused us to find ourselves to be outside the range of our sales in particular. And so we've modified our sales guidance down by 500,000 tons at the bottom level. In addition to that, we've taken the opportunity to just to sharpen the ROM guidance, given that we are now essentially 3 months now until the end of the year, and acknowledge the open cuts have been running well, as you can see that with the narrow guidance that we've given there on Maules Creek and Gunnedah open cuts in particular. And Narrabri, we have acknowledged again the guidance that we've given you previously, that it was tracking at a lower level, and that given the slow ramp-up once we've been post the faults that we've experienced at Narrabri, that guidance will be at the lower end of the guidance range we've previously given. As it relates to cost, I'm sure that's going to be part of the discussion that we'll have in a minute. We've looked at the various scenarios in terms of how we would how this revised guidance impacts essentially the remaining 3 months of the year and our overall guidance, and we're comfortable to leave our guidance range the way it is at 69-72 Aussie dollars. As I say, it's an unhelpful time. I'm sure everybody understands the backdrop of this in terms of the weather conditions that we're experiencing. And in our instance, it's really just a matter of the fact that we've got limited capacity to make up the difference in the remaining 3 months of the year that remain, given that the second half was already going to be, as we said at the beginning of the year, and we reaffirmed at the half year, a big second half. And now that there's limited capacity to deal with any slippages into, which will now fall into FY22, unfortunately. So sales are not lost in that sense, but they will see slippage into that. Into that new year. I do know that the port is also suffering from large seas at the moment, so ships getting in there as we speak have been paused, and hopefully that will moderate, and we'll see regular shipping access being provided again as soon as those seas subside. But again, NCIG, we won't be sending any further ships there for at least a couple of weeks, and hopefully we can get back into the ordinary course of business once this outage has been resolved. I might just leave it there because that's really the substance of what we're doing here. I mean, the ROM guidance has been narrowed, but is within the guidance range that we had before. The related impact of this is really just to manage coal sales within this financial year. Again, those that slippage will fall into the new financial year in 22, and our costs will remain within the same guidance range. So with that, operator, I'll hand over to the audience to get the Q&A started.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will now wait for any questions to register. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Sam Webb from CS. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Paul. Just a quick one on just to get some context around the shifts, the 40 shifts. How long would a backlog like that typically take to unwind?
Yeah, look, it's. I mean, the ship queues are generally much more modest than that, and there's a general statement. We're going to see that prevail, I would say, within the balance. Well, a month is really what you're going to look at here, Sam. I don't think we could. We're accustomed through NCIG to generally being in dispatch, but this is going to trigger some demurrage. There's no doubt about that, and. So I think you'd be expecting by the end of April for this queues to be more normalised, but let's see how that plays out. We are acknowledging that there is some, these weather patterns need to settle down. Hopefully the balance of this week will be past that by, tomorrow, say, for instance, and then we can see things normalise. But, we'd like to see the water subside so the railing can recommence. We think that's just a matter of days, Sam, here. So, but the outage... The outage at NCIG is, as I say, a couple of weeks, and you can do the math. That works out to the 300,000 to 500,000 ton range that we've adjusted for, and that is slippage, real slippage. That now we've little prospects of recovering that. It'll fall into July now.
Okay, thanks. And then just one quick one on Narrabri, and just the commentary around just slightly slow expected ramp up. As you came out of that fault, just checking that doesn't impact timing in terms of the next longwall move, duration of that longwall move, moving to the next panel.
Yeah, good question, Sam. Look, cutting slower obviously means that does move out, and so the change out itself will now commence towards the end of June. So we need to finish up this panel, and finishing of that panel achieves the guidance range that we've given everybody. But it's really, as I mentioned a couple of other conversations ago and at the half year, I mean, traversing these areas of the faulted ground and then the unexpected mid-face fault that we went through, there's quite a bit of wear and tear on the longwall, and so the ramp up itself has been slow, and then we've had maintenance outages associated from driving the equipment hard through stone, which is generally not built to do, and so that's the part that's really taken the extra time out. But we will be completing this panel by the end of the fourth quarter and into the changeout.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will now pause again to give questioners time to register. Thank you. There are no further questions at this time, and that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating.
Right, thank you, everyone. If there's any further questions that follow up, you know where to find myself and Sarah. If there's anything that you wanted to cover, I know there's some competing other calls that people are on at the moment, so perhaps there'll be further calls directly to us. So we'll look forward to catching up and discussing this to the extent there are further questions. Thanks for your time.